Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women's History Month. It's Friday. Fuck. We made it. Check on your people. Call your people. See, in my relationships, I have a rule. We have to talk to each other. There are committed rules to being in a relationship. And so people call me all the time and they say, I'm your friend, I'm your this, I'm your that. And I say, no, all those things have standards. And then people always look at me and they say, well, what do you mean they have standards? And so in Women's History Month, some women gave me some standards, and I heard these principles taught to other women. And when I heard these women teach these other women these principles, I understood as a man I needed to do some things. So here's the thing. One day, one of my aunties, because we're going to celebrate tonight, we're going to turn up. We're going to play all kinds of music tonight. So if you and your family, hold on, before we get to storytelling, let me share this wonderful drink brought to you by SCB Cater. She said this is called the Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
Okay, I ain't tasted it yet. Let me mix this in. Let me taste it. Look, you hear the ice, so you know. So they take. Did you know they be like, we don't know if you really be drinking that on the show sometimes. So.
That is in a nice and jar.
Get up. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of those you gotta hit your tongue when you get up. Ooh, hold on, let me hit it one more time. Yeah, because that hit the back of your throat.
Yeah, all
not
the
throat,
way.
Throat.
All the way.
Ooh, that's
delicious.
I don't want to drink that too fast.
Yeah,
I don't know how much liquor she put in there. As you know, we got a thing around here. Most drinks around here is too gluck. Gluck.
That is it.
That is it. Boom. You'd be like, hey, how many ounces of... No, them glug. Y'all, but...
Not the same.
Real talk, man. I just want to celebrate women tonight. Like, there's no script tonight, guys. We are celebrating. If you want to participate with us tonight, there are, you can go on to the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. Follow the Big Backer Friend Show. You can go in the chat room. You can go in there. If you want to call in later on tonight, we'll give the show number so you can call in. It's been posted on Facebook. It's probably on Instagram. It's a few places out there, but if you see the number, it's like a 319 number or something like that. Feel free to call in tonight. If you want to give a shout-out to any special woman in your life, if you know of any great women that are doing wonderful things, please shout them out. Before we get started on that, I have to shout out one. My co-host, CJ, you are a wonderful woman. Let's start with you because you are sitting right next to me. It is your responsibility to entertain the masses. So happy International Women's Day, Miss CJ. I hope you enjoyed your gluck-gluck. Ooh, SCB Catering also made you some noodles today.
Yo, fire. If you're on my Snapchat, you've already seen them.
Right. So as you've been transitioning into being a CEO, right, because people don't understand, transitioning into CEOhood is not something that comes natural. Like, people think that you just jump out there and you have all of the tools and the information and knowledge just to be great. But as you've transitioned into CEOhood, what has been the biggest transition so far for you? As a woman, transitioning to running things that you run, doing the things that you do, just going from being employee to employer, and just understanding the dynamics that work with your life, and just being a woman of virtue and a woman of stature. What has that change for you just been like?
Wow. For a lack of
wild. Duck.
Wild, yes.
Duh. With the D.
Duh. With the D.
With the duh. You know what? I was gonna open with this song, but I think this might be inadequate. I think this might be an adequate song. And I was wondering, because it's Pisces season, this is definitely her kind of energy.
Love it.
And she would be. She would be this petty, so let me see if I can find her. Yeah, let me find her. There she is. Because I think this song kind of like and just embodies me a little bit. Because sometimes Be gentle.
Oh,
she said be gentle. Well, I gotta be gentle now.
Whatever, give it to me. I'm wet. What I do?
Man, first of all, let me say this before we get to this, because we're gonna turn up here for a second before we talk about her. But let's embrace that we are in Pisces. So shout out to all my Pisces out there. My wife just celebrated her 40th birthday.
Happy birthday.
This full moon energy and Pisces energy and new moon energy and all of this stuff that's just going on. Pisces are Pisces and around. So understand, you get warm and cold season in Pisces season. Like, you get all the cold shoulder, but you also get all of the beginning of spring. So understand, they will love you, they will hug you, they will give you all the admiration that you need. But if a Pisces cuts you off, it might be more equipped for you to kind of just like die than really ask them.
Please don't find
Yeah, you definitely want to go find something safe to do. But it's funny because the song I'm about to play, this is one of my sisters. When this song drops, listen, first of all, when her music dropped, period, anything that she's ever done dropped, period, in the 90s, when she dropped something, understand, my oldest sister was front row center, and I understood who this heavenly woman was very early in my life. So I was not, you know, because, like, some people be late to the game. Like, I knew who she was before, like, the fame. Like, I understood the root and the foundation and everything that they came from. It's just a collective and just being a movement and being an individual artist. So in this season, I just feel like, and I'm going to let this ride for a minute because we're going to snap our fingers. We're going to throw some ass a little later. But understand, because we're Pisces seasons, we're going to start a little bit more gentle because they like to act like they come in gentle. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Shout out to all my Pisces out there. We love y'all. We'll be right back.
See how y'all group.
The women in my life, I am tired of women telling me that they want to be married, whether I'm single, whether I'm just it's a relationship, a friendship, a situationship. The women in my life, dude, this is this song right here that I am about to play right now. Every last woman in my life that fuck with me could play this song and look a man in his eyes and tell him to get the fuck out of my house today.
To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box, to the left. In the closet, that's my spot. Yes, if I fought, please don't cut, don't run, and keep talking and mess up time. Could you watch and talk at the same time? And it's my name, the phone that's back. You can move your back, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front door, telling me how I'm such a fool. Covering my mouth, I'll never ever find a man like you. You got me to say, you must not know about me. You must not know about me. Have a lady in a minute. And if I can't be here in a minute, baby,
you must not know about me. You must not know about me.
I can have a lady in tomorrow. Don't you ever for a second get to thinking you're a place to fall. Go ahead and get gone. Call up that chick and see if she's home. Oops, I bet you thought that I didn't know. What is the thing I was putting you off of? Because you wasn't true. Well, in horizon, saw that I got you. Baby, drop them keys. Hurry up before your taxi leaves. Standing in the front yard, telling me how I'm such a fool. Not enough. I'll never, ever find a man like you. Got me to say,
you must not know about me. You must.
Yo, let me tell you, as we celebrate women, let me celebrate my wife first before we celebrate other women, right?
Because
let me celebrate my wife. Do you know what the biggest blessing my wife, I mean, let me tell you when I knew, like, it was cool for me to marry, like, because this is, like, the dopest flex that she never said. So, we was having a conversation. Listen, I know you have faith. Your fans are loyal. Your fans love you. They follow you. They hang on you everywhere. Right? She said, but understand, I have fans too. And my friends, my fans will do just as much for you as yours. So understand, you can have your fans or you can have me. Those are your options. And I said, you know what? Ain't nobody ever came and flexed. Because you know, as a tourist, you know, them spring signs, you know, we like a good challenge. Challenge. That was one of my favorite episodes on The Cosby Show. Yeah. When Gregory Hines and the Sandman and all of them got up there at the studio and they did the challenge and they danced around the. People think that I was looking at my wife as an exit for myself. And my biggest joy was having someone in my life who was telling me, if you're not happy, and this is our absolute rule to our relationship, and I'm going to share a secret with people. We have one absolute guaranteed rule to our relationship. And you know what that is?
What's that?
If you are no longer happy, I will let people be free. How many people can sit down and honestly sit down and have a conversation before getting married, before committing to a relationship? Have one principle is, if you're no longer happy, I'll let you go. We won't argue. There will be no back and forth. We will determine what letting go looks like equally, admirably, and effectively. We will make sure that the children still have an equal relationship, and we will be equitable within those relationships. And those are not boundaries that I ask for. Those are boundaries that she has. It was easy to be in a relationship with someone who brought something to the table and understood what they meant when they said what they asked. Everyone's asking for, oh, I want to go to Japan, I want to be a car. But what principles are y'all going to stand on when some of those things fall off faith, when his dick no longer works? If he gets in an accident, he can no longer go to that job. And now, only thing that y'all are either living off of is your income and his Social Security that he may or may not qualify for. Then what? See, when life punches you in the fucking face, what's your answer? And the biggest problem, so many men then turn to their women and ask them to help fix a problem that they never believed would be possible. And the one thing that I believe in is anything is possible, and you prepare for all things, not something, not most things, but all. And you know who taught me that? That is not a trait that a man gave me. Yo, I'm going to play this, and I know this is your song, but we're honoring women, and I'm not going to lie. When I done played this song like 3 times today riding my bike. This song has me in a fucking chokehold.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see what you're
going to play. Because it's your jam. Like, well, I found it, and I introduced it to you. But this,
and I took it over.
But this song has me in the chokehold. And shout, because a lot of my female friends, because I have a lot of female friends who do cowgirl dress up or who actually are ranchers and farmers and, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Mississippi, the Carolinas, Florida, all this farmland. I know people who actually do farmland. I know several people. And so this song just, because like, you know, like I said, I graduated. That Kentucky, Tennessee, like the whiskey, the bourbon, the big trucks, the mudding, done it. So what people don't understand is that it's just a fun time. But this is your girl. Again, I'm going to give her a ride because we honor women, and I want to play mostly women's jams. But this, if I'm going to play any other woman's jam right now, this song literally has me in a chokehold. I am playing it regularly. So we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm at the mini mart in a mini skirt, about to steal your man in a torn up t-shirt. This ain't the handstand. We all got trans dance. Acrylic covered and barbecue at the line dance. Cat. Me in a saddle, hit me like a spur, make my face skin rattle. Cat, oh, ride on my cattle, looking like Beyonce with a lasso. I'm a bustle buddy, drive my own truck, got my own money. Bang with the talk, so I talk funny. Rhinestone hat, says Kentucky. I'm a bustle buddy, I'm a bustle buddy. Maple syrup, banana pudding, red Wrangler pudding, sterling silver. Now give me more, watch the buckle hit the floor. I'll post it for me, keep blowing it back. BB on a custom pad, hot pink on pink, it's red. BB on TV, snap. Let him spoil me, boy, I'm a cheapskate. To the factory, buy me a cheesecake. If you buy a cheesecake, I'm a holler. Big boy, big blue, blue collar. Like I buy it all stuff anyway, pan game cash anyway. But I like my lucky, thrifted, Casey's thrifted, buckle thrifted, bunny gifted. Yeah. Throw me in a saddle, hit me like a spur, make my pain skin rattle. Yeah, oh, round on my cattle, looking like Beyonce with a level. I'm a bustle bunny, drive my own truck, got my own money. Bang with the chalk, so I talk funny. Rhinestone hat, says Kentucky. I'm a bustle bunny, I'm a bustle bunny.
girl got me in the chokehold. Listen, she can win any award
did
right now.
To the, album?
The whole, listen.
That ain't snap.
FU-150, I love that one. I Hate Texas is
that's
another band.
That's my favorite, I Hate Texas.
Listen,
hold on,
I'm running real quick. She gets played with me. Like, you know, some people be like, I don't know if I can rock with that person, whatever.
No,
like,
I Hate Texas.
Hold on.
I'm at the mini. I'm hitting the road. Hitting the road. If you think that I won't, I already know. Won't fix something that's already broke. Gave you all of me, but you couldn't handle. Fell in love with the Lone Star State. Let my lone heart break while you drove off in the Dallas tape. Made my way to White Rock Lake. Neil talked me through the pain of state. This love always has to end this way. Cause nobody told me the story beginning was the way things would be. Yeah, nobody told me that 12-year-old me wouldn't get that prince on a white steed or 12 carats on a gold ring. Now I'm screaming, I hate Texas. When those blue bonnets blew, yeah, I can't help but think of you. No matter how hard I try not to, I hate laughing. When I see them dancing with kid we give, get a damn, have a double tear. Got me remembering when every Sunday was the same. God bless the cowboy game. If you're daddy, I think you need to stay that way. And I can't help it, cause I love Texas. Now I hate Texas. Wrote your name in a Sharpie pen, right there on my left hand. Thought that shit was permanent. But after a million fights, can't figure out who was wrong or right. Only led us to a bad goodbye. Yeah, nobody told me story beginnings weren't the way things would be. Yeah, nobody told me 16-year-old me wouldn't get that white picket fence dream. While I'm pouring a Texaco gasoline, it got me sick. I hate Texas. When those blue bonnets blew, yeah, I can't help but think of you. No matter how hard I try not to, I hate laughing. When I see them dancing, we said we can't settle down. It got me remembering when every Sunday was the same. God bless the cowboy game. If you're dead, I can be a stay that way. And I can't help it, cause I love Texas. And I don't wanna give it up. Kept the memories long enough. Learn my lesson. Yeah, I think it best if I hate Texas. When all is blue, yeah, I can't help but think of you. No matter how hard I try not to, I hate laughing. When I see them dancing, we say we can't settle down. Have a couple kids, it got me remembering when. Every time it was the same, God bless the cowboy game. If you're dead, I can be a stay that way. And I can't help it, cause I love Texas. Now I hate Texas.
You know, it's very rare that I ain't gonna let a whole song play on it. And understand, y'all, I actually really do hate Texas. Like, you know, people be like, what, understand, like, Texas is one of those states. Absolutely, really, to be honest with you, I don't really have to leave the East Coast. And I'm not saying this with bias. from Carolina, from the Carolina coast to Miami, Key West, I'm straight. I can do all of that now. Going up the coast, I can go up to Rhode Island and, you know, get the seafood and up along the coast, but I just got to really be in it. I got to fly into wherever I'm going or fly over the jump and then get to, like, Rhode Island, Vermont, Maine, you know, go, you know, sit along the coast, just a little city, because, you know, they, hell, they might as well be cities. They call them states. I'm fucking cities. A four-hour drive, you know, with three states of that.
Aww,
down here, fucking a four-hour drive.
We still in Texas,
bitch. We're in three counties, bitch. Man. How long is this ride? Are we serious? But I really, like, and it's not that I hate Texas.
Okay. It is. Beautiful.
Like, there's a lot of them. But I meet some of the fucking dumbest people. Like, all the people that I actually know that I like from Texas aren't from Texas. Like, they live in Texas now, or they,
yes,
or they resided in Texas at some time, but they're not Texas. Almost everybody that I've truly met from Texas, I've almost had to fight them. So, like, I had a homeboy in high school. He moved there. He was like, oh, I'm a Texas African. Because they just think everything is better in Texas. And I'm like, bro, I will punch you in your long star face. But we're not talking about dudes. We're talking about women. We're on a women's energy night. And but I just want to say, I do love her music. Tanner Adele has me in a chokehold.
Yes.
She has. On that album, I think it's like eight or nine songs, and you can play all eight or nine of them,
yeah,
songs. Like, they're bangers, back to back to back. If she's not up and coming next, somebody's up and coming, not being honest. She has quality. The lyrics are nice. Like, she's just doing her thing. I like it. I'm gonna have to play this because this was a movement song for women. Like, now I understand that everybody don't always necessarily agree with messages and movement songs and whatever. But in the club scene, when I was participating in the club scene, this was a movement song. This song right here rejuvenated Southern hip hop at the time, and it put women at the forefront of women of Southern hip hop all over. All right, we'll be right back. This and half 90% of y'all know the dance. You know, it's not that hard, and y'all ain't even gotta have magnesium for this one.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back after this one.
Rock,
had y'all little tennis skirts and y'all little shoes. Y'all had y'all little socks coordinated with your lip glosses.
You gotta
understand. Listen, I get it, I get it. It's nostalgia, baby. Here's the greatest part about it. Like, I love the fact that so many things are, like, coming back a little bit. Like, do I hate that there's not as much originality as I would like it? And I'm not saying that's across the board. Like, if you get out of, like, mainstream music and get underground, there's a lot of good stuff out there. Not even just underground, like, just actual follow music, and there's really great music and artists out there. Like, you know, you introduced me to the guy Ram. We recently added Tanner Adele. There's been a few other additions to our playlist. A couple of things I've gone back and taken out because I'm like, hold on, that just can't be on my favorites. I got to find some other playlists to plug in. So I got to create some playlist names because everybody can't be on my favorite, you know. Because a couple of things got added to my gangster list unintentionally and stuff. So, because even my gangster women music songs is just like, you want to know one of my favorite female gangster songs of all time?
Let's do it.
Yo, and it was crazy. Sometimes the woman doesn't necessarily have to be in the forefront to be the boss. Sometimes she can go sit down and relax and get her mind together, and she can still be the queenpin.
Walked in the court, her knees buckled, staying for a man to survive. She hustled, seen and been through struggle her whole life, made a transition from being his old to his wife. stifling. The night is in the ATF front there. My daddy was a hustler, so he loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? He screamed. In a chest of face with tears, that a man's back, he was facing years. In her name, though the place was dead, they trying to say everything except the kids. But years, been scuffling fights while he's trying to hustle that white up all night. Wondering if he's alive, seeing him slide, he bubbled inside and screamed.
In front of me, so there's no misunderstanding of what I'm saying, who I'm talking to, what's being said. Fellas, in this season going, as we go into spring, in between now and March the 20th, figure out what you need to do to be beside the woman that you want to be with. Y'all need to have a dialogue. Y'all need to have discussion. Y'all need to have understanding. Y'all need to understand each other's emotional, psychologically, educational, financial vulnerabilities. And if that's going to be the woman that you're choosing to bring into your life in this season, make sure that she matches you. We don't understand when you mate a pair of socks, you find the sock that matches the other sock, and then it becomes a mate, a pair. They go together as one. Now, you can match that with anything you want it to be. It can be a blue sock, a black sock, an orange sock, a green sock, two striped socks, some horizontal polka dots inside out, a cat sock, a knee sock, Tasmanian devil socks, Star Wars socks. Who framed Roger Rabbit socks? It doesn't matter what you make the socks out of. But if you don't find what you're looking for, then stop settling for matches. Because if you don't find a match that is a pair, you can also get a match that sparks a flame. Now, some flames burn hot, fast. Some flames burn long and over time. Your relationship and that flame depends on the other person that's added to your fire. Are they a conductor? Do they put your flame out? Do they stifle your growth? Do they cut off your oxygen? All things and anything is possible in a relationship, sir, but understand. When she first shows up and she sees you, she hopes that you're a leader. She's praying that you're a leader. And understand, in order to be a leader, this is the one thing that so many people miss when I teach leadership. In order to be an effective, qualified, quantitative leader, you must first know your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities to get better, and the threats that present themselves from yourself and things around you. It's called a SWOT analysis in business. so many people say that they're leaders of so many different things, and they struggle to lead at home. They struggle to lead their family. They struggle to have financial responsibility. They struggle to have fiduciary responsibilities. They struggle to have accountability. And women are looking for them to lead. If I was a woman, I'd be a lesbian too. CJ, you got a word for the day, fool? Give it to him, Shawty, because I'm done.
Love yourself and put yourself first. It's 2024. You loved everybody off the ground. Love y'all. Good night.
I might not like what I'm going to give y'all to go on. But one of my favorite people of all time is Beyonce. And it doesn't matter what song that I love, just hearing some of Missy Elliott's work when she does, whether it's on her album or other people. And this is on someone else's album. And I overall like the song, but it's a killer. I just miss. There are some albums that Missy has gotten on other people's shit, and she slaughtered their shit. Like, so they have to just attempt to go hard. This is one of those songs. The girl ends up going hard as fuck. And I don't even think Missy gave it like 10% of her effort. Like, it's, you know, when you watch me work sometimes, and you be like, people be like, he looks like it's so effortless to him. And then other people come in and they're giving 100%, and you're just watching, and you're like, their 100% doesn't even match the little 10% that he's putting in. But it just looks so effortlessly done. I feel the same way watching this do me. I feel like, you know, and I hate to say it, it's like you go in the bathroom, you piss, you got an idea, you throw it together, do-do-do-do-do, and it's great. And then other people go back, and I mean, they spend hours in the studio just, and there's some things that you've got to do. To me, it's God-given. I've watched her just evolve music year after year. And this is prior to, the super duper. I've been following her since she was Conscious Sisters and or Conscious Daughters or whatever the group she was in. Like, I've been literally following Missy for that absolute long. But I just feel like when she decides to do music, she focuses on music. Like, her wordplay, her vernacular, her reflectivism of what's going on currently in society, like everything that she puts into her music, and then just the rawness and the sheer edginess of the things that she's tried over the years. She's a dope one. So if we were ever going to say big up to a woman, I think whatever, big up, she's a dope woman. She deserves every achievement that she gets in her life, because I watched her go from a big girl who a lot of people didn't think could make it because she was a champion. And nothing to do with size. Talent, talent. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what kind of shape is. Talent is talent. If we could just stop looking at people and judging the body of work, her body.
That it is.
I love y'all. Happy Friday. We made it. Get you paid. Go shake some ass. Throw some dick and something. Have some fun. Happy fucking Friday. I love that.
Get it. He don't wanna love you the right way. He ain't gonna. It ain't where he's at. It's where he wanna be. Yes.
but it ain't even gotta be like that. Your man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine in a matter of fact. Yeah, that's how I do that. Sit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks he playing, but I should warn you, I don't want your man.
I understand why you won't try. Stay home late at night. But you be on the phone, you'll be gone, no lie. I can't explain how many times I tried, how many times I cried, thinking about mine and where he might be. Remember when I gave everything I got, couldn't get deep down inside. How you love someone who didn't love me. But now I get it, he don't wanna love you the right.
Check out www.taylorsbcs.com. Go check out Goddess of Cleaning. Go check out Of the Spirit. Go check out DJ Brown Table. All these things you can find on websites, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Now we've given y'all the best. We've given y'all love. We've given y'all inspiration. We've given y'all. The next thing for y'all to succeed is to go out there and do it yourself. And then in the old Negro spiritual, reach one, teach one. Aha. Uh-huh.